our purpose to serve others, not self, but others. So I want to look at this in Philippians chapter 2, because it talks very specifically about finding joy in serving other people. Finding joy in serving others. And here's a good example, starting at the beginning. Do nothing for yourself. And I've got Matthew chapter 6, verse 2 up there, because what the Pharisees and the Sadducees were doing, they were going and they were giving great sums of money, and they were sounding trumpets, saying, look at what we're giving. And remember, Jesus' response was that this woman who gave two mites gave more than all of them. Because those people who sounded out the trumpet said, look what we are giving, look what we are doing. Jesus says, they have their reward, and not just a portion of it. They've got their reward in full. Because they're receiving exactly what they sought. They weren't trying to promote God. They were trying to promote self. And I see that a lot. People go out there and they say, you know, God said this or God said that or whatever it may be. But instead of promoting God, what they're doing is they're promoting themselves. And they say, if you just buy this book, if you just do this, if you just send us a love offering or something like that, then you will receive all these blessings that God gives. No, because they are promoting self. Not God. So realize exactly what Jesus did. Jesus promoted God. I told you before about Jesus getting angry. Did Jesus get angry? Yeah, he did. Of course he did. But why did he get angry? He got angry because they disgraced God. Did Jesus get angry on the cross? No. What did he say on the cross? Forgive them, for they know not what they do. But remember exactly what Jesus said to those who were in the temple, the money changers, when he turned over their table and he drove them out, and he says, you have made the house of God into a house of what?
Thieves.
Jesus got angry, not because they disgraced him, but because they disgraced God. Realize what his purpose was. To serve, not to be served. Those who receive their service, or they receive their reward from their service, are seeking other types of reward, not reward from God. Look at this. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, it says this. Put others first. Simple. Ever heard the terminology, I am three, I am third? Have you ever heard that before? God first, others second, I'm third. That's exactly the way it should be. We should always put others first. I should have stopped for that man to help him. Didn't do it. Should have done it. Like I said, there are times that I look back and those things bother me the most when I realize there was something I could have done and didn't do it. And so each day I strive harder and harder to make sure that I don't run into that situation. But I try to help. That's how we should be, is we should always try to help, considering one another as more important than us. Seek to serve others. Become a bond servant for Christ. Philippians chapter 2, verse 7. And I want you to understand exactly what a bondservant is. A bondservant is a slave. But it's a slave by choice. Y'all realize that? It's a slave by choice. It is one who has chosen to be that slave. Chosen to be that bondservant. You weren't sold into slavery. You weren't taken over by an invading army. But there was a reason why, and a lot of times it was to pay for passage from one place to another, to become a servant to that family so that you can get from one place to another. But realize what that means to be a bondservant for Christ. It is someone who has chosen to be a bondservant. You choose to follow God. You choose to do what He wants you to do. It is a choice. It is always a choice to choose to be a servant for God. We are bond servants. We are bond servants. And Jesus Himself became a bond servant to serve God and serve us. We too must be that same type of bond servant. Amen. To serve God and to serve others the way that Jesus would have us to do. To become a bond servant. Giving yourself over to be a slave in order to pay a debt. What debt is that? The debt that Jesus Christ paid for us. What a great reason to serve, because our debt has been fully paid. Jesus paid our debt. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 tells us this. We need to humble ourselves. Humble ourselves. When I was the high school principal over at County Line High School, there in Arkansas, and a lot of you don't even know where that is, it's literally on the county line. My secretary's office was in Logan County, and my office was in Franklin. It's literally on the county line. But one of the things that was interesting about that, since it was a small school and the budget was tight, we never had anybody who was a maintenance person there on campus until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So if anything happened on campus, then it was left up to us to fix it until they got there. And I'll not forget this because it was a picture in the yearbook. I wore a suit and tie to work every day. And one day about 10 o'clock in the morning, a student got ill in the middle of the hall. Suit and tie. I went and got the mop bucket. Went and got the mop. I cleaned it up. And our yearbook sponsor thought it would be funny to take a picture of me cleaning it up in a suit and tie. And it was funny. And so therefore they put it in the yearbook. Now, other principals wouldn't have done that. But I did it because I was the only one. There wasn't anybody else. And so I did that. Now realize this. There are people that think they're too good to do something. No. None of us are too good. Matter of fact, because of what we owe and the debt that has been paid, we should always humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. Always. And do so without complaining. Do so without complaining. Help somebody along the way. I mentioned somebody with their groceries in the back of their car out at Walmart. Helping somebody with their cart. If they're struggling with it, help them get it. It's just something, little something. And you do so without complaining, but rather you do so with the joy of knowing that you're helping somebody and it's something that they can't pay you for, they can't owe you for, but God sees the good deeds that you do. You are letting your light shine so that others may see it and be drawn to God because of it. Let your light so shine. Always in this, we need to hold firmly to the Word of God. Remember what He told us to do. To treat others as we would treat ourselves. To do unto others as you would have them do unto you. To go out because when Jesus was hungry, you fed him. When he was thirsty, you gave him drink. When he was sick, you came and ministered to him. When he was naked, you clothed him. When he was in prison, you came and visited him. And we will respond and say, Lord, when did we see you in that condition and minister to you? And he will say, because you did it to who? The least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me. What a great opportunity to serve others, to help others, and knowing that when you're doing it, Jesus sees, and you're doing it for Him. Service to God. One of the great stories of this is in John chapter 13. And I want you to realize what happens. In this passage, you see all the apostles up in the upper room. And they're having the Last Supper. Judas is there. But all the apostles are there and they're starting to talk. And then they get into an argument over who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom. Which one of us is going to sit on the right side? Which one of us is going to sit on the left side? And they're in an argument over it. They're debating back and forth. Which one of us is going to be the greatest? And then Jesus, while they are arguing, Jesus does something that's totally unheard of. He gets down on his hands and knees and begins to wash their feet. Now I want you to realize what that is. The servant at that time who washed the feet of the visitors was the best servant in the house. The lowest in the house. This is important for us to know because what does Jesus do? Jesus humbles himself to the lowest servant to serve them. And of course you see people say, oh no, you're not going to wash my feet. And Jesus says, if I can't wash your feet, then I can have no part in you. And then Jesus says, well, don't just stop at my feet then. Wash everything. And Jesus says, no, your feet's sufficient right now. But realize exactly what Jesus did. Jesus went to the lowest spot. While they were arguing over who was going to be greatest, Jesus, who was the greatest, went to the lowest. And then he told them this, "For I have given you an example, so that you also would do just as I did for you." Just as I did for you. He humbled himself to the lowest. He was crucified among thieves. He was disgraced. He was ridiculed. He was mocked. He was beaten. He lowered himself to the lowest of the standard of that day by going to the cross for you. But the greatest joy occurred on that Sunday morning when he overcame sin and death and rose from the grave. And that which was dead is now alive. And he lives forever because he has overcome sin for you. The greatest joy in our lives should be the knowledge of what Jesus did for you, what Jesus did for me. And because of that, I have a place with him in heaven for all of eternity. The last verse I've got up there is this in Philippians chapter 2, verse 18. "You too, I urge you, rejoice in the same way and share your joy with me." Rejoice in the same way, knowing the great sacrifice that has happened for you. Always remember that we can only receive this great joy through God. We can only receive this great joy of the Holy Spirit. We can only receive this great joy if indeed we have put Jesus Christ on in baptism. There is only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. If you have the desire this morning to be baptized, if you have the desire this morning for our prayers, if you have the desire this morning to be counted as a member of this congregation, we encourage you to come now while together we stand and sing.